What's up, everybody? Mr. Eight Vicious here. Saw something very disturbing today, and I was expecting it. But my family members, they say, you got a really good spidey sense. And, or they call me psychic. I just know how to feed off of people. You know what I mean? Off of their vibes and everything. I just know it. What I'm trying to say here is, I saw something very disturbing today. And a few days ago, my neighbor next door was having a meltdown. I don't know if he was on drugs or if he was drunk. But I knew something was wrong there. I was just looking through my little peephole through the door. You know, I heard the commotion. I wanted to go out and intervene, but his mother, I just left it up to her mother. She looked like she was handling it pretty well. And I knew exactly what was going on. You know, hearing a little bit of that conversation, I knew exactly what was going on. It had stuff to do with his kids being taken away, paying alimony. He doesn't have a job to pay that alimony or that child support. And I knew what was going to go on next. Just last night, yeah, I saw him. When I came home from work, he was jamming out to music in his car. Boom, 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 boom. I always like the bass sound. You know, it doesn't bother me at all. I find it kind of soothing. So I just let him be. He's probably just blowing off some steam. He's smoking a cigarette or whatever. But he was bumping that shit from about, because I got home around 2 o'clock yesterday. And he was bumping that music from 2 o'clock p.m. till 10 o'clock to 11, almost 11 o'clock at night. I started to fear that there was something wrong going on. So I went outside to investigate slowly. Didn't want to be detected by anybody. I just wanted to see if he was trying to commit suicide or not. There was no hose in the goddamn exhaust pipe, thank God. He was just bumping the music and just minding his own business. Sure enough, he went back inside. I just came home not too long ago, about 15 minutes ago, 15, 20 minutes ago. And I pull up in my truck. I get out, I get my backpack and my water jug and my gun, put it in my pocket, and lock my doors. And then as I was turning the corner, I caught in the corner of my eye, I kind of looked and saw something funny. I thought it was just a cord hanging out from the side of his car. But like, I went inside, I cracked open a beer, turned on my computer. I said, you know what, I have to investigate this. You know, I had to do it without being nosy, okay? I had to do it without trying to be an investigator about this, because, you know, people who try and commit suicide are hostile. They might have a gun, they might be on drugs. You don't know what kind of drugs they may be on, you know? You don't know if they'll go berserk on you. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna go out and investigate. I'm gonna find an excuse to go out there. I was like, oh, right, it's trash day, I gotta go get my trash can. So I went outside to go pull up my trash can, and indeed, what I saw was very disturbing. I saw a hose in the exhaust pipe, you know, tucked into the car, out of the trunk, but the car wasn't on. I thought maybe the car ran out of gas and he was already dead, because when I walked up to the car, the window was down. But he looked motionless. I knocked a few times. He didn't wake up. I knocked again, but when I said, hey, then he woke up, and I was like, oh, thank fucking God. He told me his side of the story, and yes, he's going through a divorce. He's gone to jail for things that he didn't do. Even you know, I'm not gonna go through it with you guys, but I found that disturbing. And I asked him, I was like, is there a reason why you have a hose in your exhaust pipe and funneled inside your car? Is there a reason for that? He broke down. He's like, oh, don't mind me. I'm just trying to scare my mom. I was like, that's a hell of a way to scare her. And he's like, dude, can you put it away from me? I was like, sure. I was like, so he opens up the trunk, and then I take the hose out. I put it back in the trunk, and I was like, dude, if a cop were to come by and they would see that, they would have put you in handcuffs and put you in a loony bin. She's like, yeah, I'm just going through a divorce. I'm paying alimony. I don't have a job. And my kids got taken away. And, you know, you guys MGTOWs out there know the whole story, right? So I was just like, I know how you feel, dude. And he's like, I don't think you do. I was like, well, maybe I just have the gist of knowing how you feel, because I've seen a lot of people go through divorces like you are right now. But what I'm going to tell you right now is just fight through this to the fullest. You don't want to see your ex-wife. You don't want her to get the news that you killed yourself. They want that to happen. And my friend, you should not be doing that. Don't do this. So I joined a community where we frown on this shit. We do not take kindly to this shit right here. Because each man out there who kills themselves, those feminists out there, they fucking win. And boy, do these feminists like to see a man suffer and die. They are sick people. So me and him had a very long conversation, and hopefully today, and I'm going to check on him today, that he doesn't do this. Hopefully I saved a life today. But was I going to let this go? No. I just told him, get some rest. If you want to bump out some music, go ahead, do it. But don't do this. Don't do it. So I may not have gone through what you guys gone through. I was trained at a very young age. I was taught at a very young age that marriage and having kids was wrong. And I was taught that women were not meant to love. And it's true. It's the truth. So I hope I saved a life today, because he did listen to me. See, this is what we're going through. This is why MGTOW exists, to help brothers like that in their time of need. So I have to call the cops on him. If I see that again, I don't care, I won't hesitate. Hope it did my good deed today. I hope he listens. I'm Mr. Hey Vicious, signing off.